1. An introduction. Innovation and creation are such powerful abilities to have. To wake up in the morning with a brand new product idea and to be able to honestly say that you have so many ideas and not enough time to create them all is a great feeling indeed. It's also very profitable, as you can imagine. Thankfully, this is no naturally occurring phenomenon and can be learned, practiced and mastered to the point of at least one new idea a day. The great thing here is that this doesn't just apply to online marketing either. It can be put to use in almost any type of business you can think of. All you need is the ability to observe, listen and pay attention to what's going on around you, and the ability to think laterally. It's not a complicated process at all, and doesn't even require an amazing imagination or creativeness. Strange that most people don't seem to have this ability, yet it's sitting there, ready for the taking. I'm going to teach you how to use this simple method now. Practice makes perfect, but start now, and along with the InfoProducts guides that follow, you'll be able to come up with ideas for, and create as many products as you want, whenever and however often you wish to do so. 2. Goals of this section. To get your creative juices flowing. To get you creating products and services using ideas you never thought you could come up with. To make sure that you always have folders packed with ideas and inspiration for future products and services. To show you how to bring your new ideas to life, where others are stuck with an empty screen and writer's block. To open your mind and encourage free thinking. To show you the methods I use every day to come up with many new ideas without even having to think about it. To immediately throw out that notion of not having any products to promote and never have to find yourself there again. To inspire you and give you and your business a shove in the forward direction. To get you to start taking action on every idea you have. You'll never have nothing to do ever again. To show you how to develop ideas into multiple products, ideas that didn't seem viable at all when you first thought of them, that go on to make tens of thousands of dollars worth of sales. 3. Getting creative. The lifeblood of our businesses. Creating valuable products from the limited resources we have at hand, and turning them into something that's commercially viable, to be sold to people or businesses all over the world. It's what we do, and just taking this step and creating something that sells should make you very proud of yourself indeed. With a limited budget, and a tiny amount of resources, we can still create something amazing. The problem is, most people don't know how to do this properly, or effectively. People I meet every day tell me they wish they could start their own businesses, and even some close friends have come to me and told me this. My usual reaction is, "So if you want to, why don't you?" And aside from the "I don't have enough money" replies, the most common thing they say to me is, "I can't, because I don't know what to sell." That's a huge problem in itself. One which I am going to try and solve for you today, right here, right now. So much so that you'll have no problem coming up with ideas for new and exciting products that can viably be sold to a market that either already exists, or one you create for yourself in extreme circumstances. I'll show you how later. If that sounds complicated, or you're worried that you don't have the imagination, or you never get any good ideas, don't be. That's why I'm here, and why I'm writing. To show you that you don't have to be some super genius that comes up with multi-million dollar ideas on a daily basis to be successful. Aside from the main problem of not having any ideas, I'm going to show you what to do with old ideas, how to develop them and change them to suit particular groups of people, and make a good, quality, solid and reliable product out of something that originally looked like a dead loss. Also, to make things airtight, so you're totally confident about what you're creating, I'm also going to show you how to spot the ideas that won't work, before you even hit the planning stages. Your time is valuable, let's not waste it exploring unreasonable or unproductive opportunities. Now I'm really hoping that this will inspire you, and all the time you're here reading, be thinking about what kind of products that you can create. As we go through each point, it'll be easier to come up with ideas. There's also something else I'd like you to not worry about, and that's the amount of ideas you're going to come up with. If it's just one, great. If it's more, that's great too. Let me tell you though, once you've launched a product, the ideas flow even more easily, and the longer you spend analyzing and working within a particular market, the more ideas you'll come up with, some even directly through trying to overcome problems and any brick walls you may hit whilst developing your own business. I'll be honest with you, last night I put down the plan for this part of course and what I wanted to cover, but I had to stop part way through because ideas just kept coming to me. I've got another 5 products now that I'm hoping to release within the next 2 years, not mention the other folders full of concept ideas that have yet to be developed. The bottom line is I love writing about this stuff. The possibilities get me excited every time I think about it. I hope it'll do the same for you. So without further delay, let me give you one very important piece of advice to get us started. 3A. Keep everything. That one piece of advice is keep everything. If you haven't got one already, head into the folder containing all your business ideas, and create an in-concept folder. This is where you'll put your ideas, the good, the bad, and the downright crazy. No matter what it is, every time you come up with something, create a new notepad file, name it with your new in-working product name, and write a short excerpt inside on what it's going to do for the person that buys it, and then go back to what you were working on. The reason for this won't mean much if you haven't already got some ideas in here, so I'll explain after we've got you your first new ideas. 3B. Getting the ideas flowing. Alright, so let's get some ideas flowing and look at exactly how to create some products. There are 3 main means and methods to creating products, and 1 way to cheat and use other people's products. Oddly enough, it's rare that this is done correctly, but either way, let's look at some examples and get some ideas going of your own first. The first and probably the most widely used is the improvement factor. It's real simple and something that you should definitely learn to look out for. It's one of those annoying things that you can't get out of your head once someone's pointed it out and you start noticing it, and that's a good thing, because it means more ideas for you. It's a relatively simple concept, and it's hard not to see, but it's just such an automatic reaction, and something that brushes over in conversation that you may not pick up on it, or take it seriously. I believe that this is why so many people miss this. How many times have you been using a particular product, or service, and got frustrated, annoyed, or disappointed, because even though it may be a great product, you've still found yourself saying this would be much easier if product X did this too, or this is taking too long, if only product X would do it like this. Something that you may grumble about to friends, family or work colleagues in passing could be your next product. You can take this product, use its concept and its basic idea and improve it to suit your needs even better than it did before. This is constantly happening with everything, and I guarantee you'll find loads of these daily. Look around, the next cell phone is just another cell phone, but better. It's still a cell phone but it has more features. What about that supercomputer you've seen out there that you'd love to get your hands on? Yours is okay, it works, so why would you want another one? Because it's faster, it's sleeker, it looks better, it's more reliable, and it can do things that yours can't. How about that online marketing report that you read the other day? It was great, but why would you want to buy another one? Because it was missing info, because it wasn't presented in a clear way or wasn't easy to use. See what I mean? It applies to everything and it's all around us, and it's happening right now, online and offline. 3C. Problems and solutions. Let's look at it another way. We all have problems, right? Products and services are there to help us solve those problems, but when you've found a problem with the product that's supposed to solve the problem in the first place, there's your way in. That's your little space there to recreate these products, but give them a twist. Make them better, faster, cleaner, more reliable, more cost-effective, better presented, you get the idea. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you to go out, buy people's stuff, and just clone it and give it a fancy new name and change the layout a bit and sell it on. Aside from probably getting you into trouble with copyright laws and such, it's just not practical or ethical. What I am showing you though is that you can take basic ideas, and you can make them a better solution to a specific problem from the ground up. Now, no matter how much I tell you this, nothing that I know of is better than a little bit of practical experience. What I want you to do is program this method into the back of your mind. I can't guarantee that you've come up with something already, If you have, great, but it's most likely that you won't have. Not to worry. That's because you're probably not using any particular products right now aside from your chair, your glasses and maybe a drink. 3D. Go about your business. Mix with your market. So here's what I want you to do. When you're done reading this, go about your day-to-day business in the normal way, but notice everything. If you're in online marketing, every time you use a product that doesn't have an option or a feature that would make your life easier, note it down. Whatever your field of expertise, the best way to come up with ideas and innovations related to releasing a product into that particular market, is to get in there, and start using other people's stuff, and really bringing to the front of your mind the problems that you encounter when using them. It's hard when you're looking from the outside in to come up with these ideas, so I don't want you to worry if you haven't come up with anything viable yet. It's likely because you aren't using other people's stuff right now. Once you've been doing this for a few days, you'll learn to spot things like this almost by second nature, and you won't have to keep actually looking for problems and improvements that you could make. Start practicing now, and once it starts to sink in, you'll find yourself randomly stop, and announce that the product you're using isn't correctly addressing your needs, and you'll be able to add something into the concept folder that does address your needs correctly, or more quickly, or more reliably. Keep it in mind, and practice it often. Mix with your market. If you're not using a selection of products and services in the market you're thinking of breaking into, you won't get any ideas. That'd be like me trying to come up with an innovative new idea to introduce into the field of ice hockey when I don't know anything about it. 3. Never dismiss anything. Now let me open your mind a little bit with something that I really think is the key to mastering this. I do not ever want you to dismiss an idea that you come up with. No matter how wacky or crazy it seems, no matter why you think it won't work. Just put it in that folder for now. I'll tell you why. Ever had a sudden idea about anything that you think, hey, wow, I just had this great idea, then you say something along the lines of oh no. Never mind, that won't work because of insert problem here. This is what blocked me when I first started trying to master this, and I was wondering why I wasn't coming up with any ideas to put in my folder. It's simple, and it's natural. If you come up with an idea and instantly start finding problems with it, you'll dismiss it. Kind of an oh well, that won't work approach. This will get you nowhere. Open your mind a little, and don't start dismissing things on a whim because they seem impractical or even impossible at first glance. We'll talk more about this later, but let me tell you, I have a concept folder, just like yours, neatly tucked up in my business documents folder. Some ideas in there, when I wrote them were impractical, there was no market for some of them, some I couldn't afford, and some just needed large numbers of customers to pull off effectively. Today, right this moment as I type, and possibly years after I've come up with these ideas, I'm actively working on 3 of them. Think about that, 3 ideas which seemed like they'd never happen last year, and one of them even stretches back over 3.5 years that's just now become a viable option. Things change quickly, times are moving faster than ever before. Never forget, keep an open mind, and don't start placing these limits on yourself before you start. Once we remove those limits, the ideas will start flowing. Start recording them. One of them may well be the next big thing in your field of expertise. More on how to sort the good from the not so good ideas later, with some simple checklists that you can use. 3. Some examples. For now though, here's an example of the above method. So here's me, trying to put up my first website in which I just happened to opt for what was at the time, probably the most complicated website you could put out with regards to how many different types of resources you needed. It was a membership site, and I wanted fully functional affiliate management, fully functional access management and a totally automated system that would deal with everything for me, on autopilot, and that's before we even look at the autoresponder and advert tracking scripts that were in the membership area. Now at the time, I couldn't find a system that did everything I wanted it to do. Either it was too simple and there wasn't enough customization, or it was super complicated. Costs $5,000 to buy, and wouldn't fit in with the other scripts I had up there. So, me being a bit of a dreamer and liking to play with money I don't have, I started writing down ideas, and everything I needed, how much it was costing me to try and hook the six or so scripts up to function as I needed for my business. This is how my concept folder started. Understand this was 5 years ago or more, and seeing as I was still working a job, and just got my own place back then, I couldn't afford to go all out and get something built that I wanted. So anyway, the idea, and the picture of this perfect system sits in my concept folder, like the one you created earlier. 5 years later and staring 2005 in the face, this very system is now over $8,000 down the line in development costs, including some very personalized scripts, and 9 months into its creation. So what would have happened if I deleted this idea 5 years ago because it cost too much, and it wasn't viable back then? I'll tell you what, I would have lost what's going to form the base of my next two products, a product with a $700 to $800 price tag, which even if it only sold a rather shoddy 75 copies in its whole entire product lifetime, would make a nice tidy $50,000 profit. See how important this is? Not only would dismissing the idea in the first place have lost me a perfectly good product for the future, but dismissing it before it even got started because I didn't have the funds at the time, or the resources and knowledge to promote this to a wide enough audience would have been a crime, and I wouldn't have even known it. I hope I've also shown you how the idea came about originally and what I mean about mixing with your market, and solving your own problems with your own products. There are so many other examples I can think of, this site for example. I've always wanted to share what I've seen, experienced and learned with other marketers, but I just never had the time to write and develop such a course before, but things changed. I could go on forever, but I think the point has been put across now, and it's up to you to fill that folder with maybe and could be products without prejudice. Now before we move on, I want to say, if you've been inspired, or this report has hit you hard and sparked your imagination so far, and you're coming up with ideas already, go now and write them down, record them. Do this anytime you get an idea for a new product. Drop everything, record it, then come back to what you were doing before the subject changes and your train of thought is directed elsewhere.